How goes it, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to the How We Do Podcast, the self-help podcast from the beautiful state of the state that we're in. I'm your good boy, Ian. To my left, as always, that cricket on your shoulder, Kyle.
I am motivated, I'm focused, and I'm ready to learn.
Good, good, good. To his left, our mind of a child, Jaren.
I know the entire alphabet song.
Did you figure it out today?
That's just called the alphabet.
I learned it today. Leave me alone.
You only know it in song form. And to his left, our bright North Star, Gage.
I want to call something out that I think is important. Dragon fruit is gross.
No, it's not. It's super good.
It's gross. It is overrated.
Delicious.
And it tastes bad. It looks like a Dalmatian inside of a fruit.
So is it made in nature or is it made by scientists?
I'm thinking of a different fruit.
Oranges?
I was thinking of a star fruit.
A starfish?
Fruit? Have you not seen a star?
They call
fruit?
That crab rangoon.
No.
It's fucking amazing.
I'll bring some in. We'll try it all.
A star fruit?
A star fruit.
No, dragon fruit's bad.
Dragon fruit is made by nature,
and we eat it because it's exotic, and we think, ooh, look at this rare thing. I got it at the
Asian
market.
Dragons exist, guys. They live inside of fruits. They suck.
And it's like, it's weird.
They suck a bunch.
No.
So are you talking, did you eat a dragon fruit, or did you have something that was flavored like dragon fruit?
I ate a dragon fruit.
Flavored dragon fruit's pretty good. Like the dragon fruit, the vitamin water.
Never had those. I didn't know they made that.
Oh, yeah. A+, man.
So I think it's Power C. Is that what?
Power C is one of my favorite ones.
I bet it's gross and overrated.
It's delicious.
It's not. It gets you really going.
Triple X is the best one, but
okay,
it's whatever.
It's fine.
He's dead.
Pomegranate.
Who's dead?
Triple X.
I don't think I get it.
The rapper. Triple X 10.
Oh! Yeah, Triple X 10.
I thought you were talking about the movie. I'm like, Xander Cage is dead?
I'm glad Ian was there, even though he thinks dragon fruit's good.
I also took a lot of pain medication, and I am feeling woozy.
Woozy Ian agrees with me, so we'll have him around more.
I'm a woozy doozer right now.
Unwoozy Ian barely counts as an opinion, so woozy Ian definitely doesn't count as an opinion.
Or do I count as extra?
He's more person when he's woozy.
All right.
You know, woozy doozer's got it all.
He's been humanized.
I'll let you have it.
I thought my eye was going to fall out.
Wow.
Earlier.
Just one?
I had a migraine. My left eye was like, I'm getting out of here. And I was like, no, you're not. Took a bunch of pain medicine and pushed it back in and put my glasses on.
That's not great.
Nope. And then I sat in Sheets parking lot talking to Kyle for like half an hour.
If you sneeze and that thing comes out your head,
I'm quitting.
Well, that's why I have glasses on. Keep it.
Not exactly how those work.
If I hold them.
Can you please do the podcast? Take your glasses off and only hold your eyes like this.
No.
Yeah.
Throw up.
Palms over the eyes.
Palm and granite?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll try that.
But I was saying, dragon fruit's bad.
Dragon fruit isn't ideal. Star fruit is where it is. I'll let you try some star fruit.
What's star fruit?
I'm looking it up right now.
So you know stars.
Here we go.
They're hot. And so they got that shape. They got that shape you love. And that's what they taste like. Love shapes.
I've had love shapes before.
Do you like it? Well, it's not for everybody. Doesn't that look crazy?
It doesn't look real.
Dude, that stuff tastes banging.
That's candy.
It looks like a bunch of apple slices on top of each other.
It looks like a flower.
That looks like something you would get at Disney World when you overpay for breakfast.
You know what? You're not wrong.
Yeah.
But it's still really good.
28 calories. It just says that for, you know.
Oh.
Like, as if they're all the same.
Doesn't really fit in. I only eat whole calories. 10, 20.
Well, 30. It's a whole grain fruit.
But what about these things? The durian fruit that apparently smells like a garbage can.
Somebody gave me a durian mint and I about threw up in my mouth.
You eat that?
Yes, you eat that.
It looks like pineapple.
Have you had the wasabi fruit?
Excuse me?
The wasabi?
What's a woman again?
Okay, well, it's not a fruit. It's wasabi, but it's like, it's Japanese. Yeah, wasabi.
Wasabi.
It's a very small.
Did you get dropped in your head too?
It's a marsupial that lives in Australia.
He's mixing.
It's a wasabi.
You're mixing.
I see what you did. I like that. Did you see what he did?
I was gonna mix wasp and bee.
Look closer.
Wallaby.
I know. Wallaby. I was focused on the wasp and the bee part.
Welcome to our deconstruction of jokes podcast.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, we've got plenty of jokes for you today.
Here's why it's funny, and you should be laughing.
This durian.
Well, be sharing
this durian fruit can weigh up to 7 pounds. Are you fucking kidding me?
That's coconut.
That's a big ass fucking fruit.
Is there a seed in the middle of it?
There's fruit in the middle.
Do you know
of it?
Watermelons? That's true. Those are fruits, and they're big as shit.
Yeah?
Unless you get one of the mini ones, little babies.
Little babies. What about square watermelon?
Hey, do you know you can eat the rind?
You can eat whatever you want if you try hard enough.
Doesn't that sound really gross?
Rind?
Eating, no. Eating the green parts of a watermelon?
I've done it before.
I'm not surprised at all.
And orange. You can eat those
too. I've absolutely done that before.
But not an apple.
No,
that actually, poison, that's poison.
Yeah, you have to shave that.
When I was in Little League soccer, they would give out the orange slices, and I would just eat the whole fucking thing.
I would like to see that a parent's like, oh, hey, Jarrett's mom is like,
his parents are like,
we've tried. We have been down this road before.
He doesn't get it.
He fucking loves the skin of that goddamn thing.
Sometimes we just skin the orange and give him just the skin.
We're saving some. We've never thrown a one away since he started eating those.
He just pops them all in his gob.
His brother gets the inside. He gets the outside.
Yep.
Same thing with candy. Eat the wrappers.
Mm-hmm.
I try and convince people all the time that you can eat cupcake wrappers and Reese's cup wrappers all the time.
So, okay.
All the
What about gum wrappers?
Gum wrappers, okay. too.
Absolutely. Which Starburst one was it? Wrappers. Was it Stride?
It was Stride.
Was it actually edible? Or was it a rumor?
Because people are stupid and believe everything they hear.
Because I remember that happening. And somebody's like, yeah, you just take it and you just... And they just shoved the whole piece of gum with the wrapper in their mouth.
No.
And then I was like, oh, I guess you're right. And I did the same fucking thing. I was like, this is not chewable.
I miss Trident layers.
No, you don't.
I never get paid in gum.
Yeah, that's it. He's got it.
I know.
Nobody ever pays me in gum.
That and gum.
We didn't look up the dude's
name. Fruit Stripe. I have Fruit Stripe.
I was like, is that why we're stalling so long?
Fruit Stripe gum. The zebra fruit stripe gum
is bad.
It was the best gum that you could ever have for 12 seconds.
Yeah, no, dude, it was
double
like
bubble.
It was ecstasy for like a solid 10 seconds, and then you're like, well, now I'm just chewing tar.
Yeah, now I'm chewing rubber.
Now I just got
rubber.
Shit in my mouth.
Now I feel like I'm eating a tire. Let me put this tattoo on my arm.
Yep, that's how it went. Actually, word for word,
literally,
it's gross.
Yeah, it's delicious.
It's gross after 10 seconds.
Yes,
and then it's like you're chewing someone else's mouth.
Yeah.
It's not great.
Have you ever taken an entire pen cap and just put it in your mouth and started chewing on it?
Yeah.
That's what they do. It's the Fruit Stripe gum after it's chewed. They form it into pen caps. Sprinkles.
Can we start calling condoms pen caps?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
I like that.
Yeah, that's fine.
Pen cap.
A ribbed pen cap?
That's a ribbon cap.
Okay.
Graduation cap. It'll do you a good ribbon.
Yeah,
I love how proud of yourself you are. You're like, I made a good joke.
Listen, Lucy Ian does not know where he is. Let's get into those Dude's Days, though.
It is Gelaiderman's 17th.
Whoa.
And it's National Peach Ice Cream Day.
Peach ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
Now, hang on.
Hey, can I have peach tea on this day?
On Tuesday.
A glass of piss.
You asshole.
Do you remember those sherbet things that came in like the
hold
fruit?
On. What?
The sherbet?
Okay, because the first time you said sherbet.
Nope. Yeah, I don't think I did.
I don't know.
You did.
I said sherbet.
Continue.
That came in the fruit like skin.
No.
No.
What?
You don't remember those?
No.
I don't remember anything that came in the fruit skin.
It's because you eat fruit skin on
you probably
time.
Were like,
clogging your brain.
This skin's cold. And then you threw the ice cream away.
Oh, but I also tell people you can eat the sticker on the apple.
You can't.
The doctor will tell you not to.
Yeah, legally, you can't because you have to skin the apple.
I think
so it comes off with the skin.
Sinners.
But yeah, they had like peach ones and stuff. They were pretty good.
I just remember.
What a great story.
The little ice creams. Well, I guess they're not really ice creams, but like the frozen fruit juices that came in like the inverted weird double triangles.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? How it's like a triangle on the bottom and you spin it around and it's like triangle on the top and it's like the fucking dimensions don't make any sense at all.
Your sense doesn't make any sense.
You're thinking of a Rubik's Cube.
Yep.
That's not food.
Yeah. If it was a Rubik's Cube of ice cream.
You all ever eat stickers?
You all like paint?
See, the picture they have for National Peach Ice Cream Day.
That's not good.
It's a slice. It's like
a slice of ice cream.
It's a slice of peaches, and then like vanilla ice cream. Like it's not
that's
peach
not
ice
same.
Cream.
That's not
no.
the same.
No, that's too.
You gotta cheating. You gotta get the Bear's gallon, and it's just vanilla ice cream with
the
peaches
Bears?
Sprinkled in that thing. Just whole slices.
What's
remember
Bears?
These weird things?
Bears.
Briars.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Those weird things.
They
yeah.
just said Minute Maid.
The
frozen fruit juice. The frozen fruit juice that is a triangle on both sides.
Minute Maid Go-Gurt.
Minute Mogurt.
Woo!
Remember? Oh wait, no, I already said that. Go ahead.
Remember the sherbet and the fruit skins and this bad story I told a couple seconds ago that didn't have anywhere to go.
Listen.
Awesome.
Just make sure we're on the same page.
You ever start telling a story that's not important at all
and then pass then it goes out away?
You guys are really giving me a ribbon, huh?
It's also National Tattoo Day.
Let's go get some.
Me and Joe are the only ones without tattoos.
We missed the boat. That could have been our podcast tattoo day.
It's
you mean today?
Sunday. We still have time.
But I'm saying we missed the boat.
What if one were to get one on Monday and not Tuesday?
Then they have to shave it off their arm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you think tattoo shops are having any kinds of deals?
Absolutely. They might. They might.
Like, do you think...
Did you get a reservation?
Let me ask you guys this question. Have you guys seen the tattoo shops that are doing the like the little quarter machine?
Yeah.
Where you put a token in and it gives you like the little capsule and you open it up and whatever you get tattooed on.
Yeah.
I wanted to do one of those.
You go in and you give it's $100.
Mm-hmm. Fuck off. I want 25 cents.
You get a token. It's $100, you get a token. You put the token in and you spin it and it's like the little capsules and in there is a tattoo design.
It's all dicks.
And
that's what I would put in.
You
have to get sloppy dong
on you. And right. It's $100. Like, there's no extra fee or whatever. Blah, blah, blah. They're all pretty much the same size. If you really don't want what you get, I think it's like $100. No, it's another $25.
So, oh, that's...
So, if you really get something that you don't want... Like, the video that I saw, the girl was like, I'm cool with anything as long as it's not a skull. I don't really care. And then, sure as shit, she got a skull, which probably was rigged that way. But who fuck knows?
Well, who doesn't like skulls for getting a tattoo?
But right. So then she pays another $25, gets a reroll, and then she drives.
Have you seen?
My skull.
Have you guys seen the tattoo glory hole?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Excuse me.
I think it's in New York. There was an artist where like you put a wall, it in, and you put your arm through, and they tattoo whatever they want.
That's awesome.
And then you pull it out. It's like, oh, cool! I got a super unique tattoo.
I got a wiener. Yeah. On my arm.
The problem is, I'm like waiting for that person to have like a shitty day. I'm like, you know what? Fuck everybody. I'm quitting this. I'm not doing this anymore after today. I'm going in. I'm going to do like 16 of these things and I'm going home. And they're all going to be like pro just, like, Trump things or something.
What if he doesn't even put any ink on it and he just like stabs the shit out of you for like an hour and a half? And then you take it out and there's nothing but blood. And you're
no. Well, he starts tattooing stabs. You and then he puts an IV in you and starts taking your blood out of you. Sells it to the hospital. It makes a huge profit.
That's the way to do it. Or why don't you just donate skin? Have you guys heard of that?
No.
Yeah, you donate skin, and they practice something that they wanted to try to do on you for free.
They can't do that on, like, pigs?
They do it on pigs.
Yeah.
The tattoo pigs.
They're called...
Oh, yeah. Shit, they're fucking metalish. Awesome.
Yeah, they got a bunch of skulls on them.
Hell yeah.
They're skulled up.
They hate them, though.
Yeah, they say anything but a skull.
Yeah, please God, sure no skulls.
Sure shit, they get a skull every time.
Like, fuck!
And then it's another $25.
I didn't want it.
You can get a new pig.
It's World Emoji Day.
What's our favorite emoji, boys?
Yeah.
Let's just do it and not. Let's not say what it is.
The poop. I like poop. The poop one.
I've never used that.
Yeah.
I've used it. It's okay, Kyle.
What am I most used emojis?
Mine's a nose.
Mine's Shakira, for sure.
And the Shakira. People are going to think it's the dancer when we say Shakira. It's the Shaka Bra.
Yeah, it's the dancing lady is what it is.
The dancing lady?
Shakira is my top one.
I don't know. My top one is the cry laughing emoji.
I hate that one. I'm sorry. I hate it.
Yeah, because I don't like. Is that?
It's very sarcastic to me. It's like, ha, 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 it's so overly funny.
Like someone describing this podcast.
Yeah.
Don't ask why the other one's in there.
Oh yeah,
diversity. I like
why is that a gardener?
Yeah.
What the
sure?
What the only emoji that I don't have that is my skin color is the one that's like the fist in the air like this. It is as black as it could be.
Nice.
Because I sent it to my black friend. He's like, yeah, man. My top one is a smiley face and the bottom one is a smiley face with teeth and then Shaka Bra and then the winky face and then like the side smile face. Because I like to flirt. And then the finger guns.
Hell yeah.
Shakira. Praise.
Yeah.
Heart.
Is that
fire,
what that is?
I guess. Okay. Praise.
Oh, that was raise the roof.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
or this is my after I clapped. Yeah. Hands up, officer.
Hands up, don't shoot.
Yeah.
Shakira, whatever, don't shoot me. Heart, fire, worried, disappointed, and wave. I don't remember.
Because you're waving.
Oh, yeah, I remember when I used that, like, once.
Well, apparently you used it a lot.
No, I used it once.
So, I have the cry laughing one, and then I have the heart eyes, and then I have the Shaka Bra, I have the thumbs up, and I have, like, the okay. But the okay is one shade tanner than the others are.
For why?
I don't know.
For why? Did you say that? Yeah. That's something I used to say.
Can we, as a funny podcast on the internet, Can we?
Are we? Sure.
Can we make a conscious effort for like the next week, or at least for Emoji Day, to use emoji that we don't use at all in place of another emoji?
Eggplant.
And I have like the eggplant. Like, we can use the eggplant one, but I feel like I use that one enough. The can we use the smiling clown instead of a smiley face?
Yes.
It's just anytime you,
you guys remember when clowns were running around chasing people and nobody did anything about it?
Yeah. Well, no, people did it. They just made dumb Facebook videos that were supposed to be, we were supposed to believe were real. Remember those? Like, oh, look at this person beat up this clown. Or look at this clown just standing at the end of the road. It's so creepy.
One of my friends was like, he was running down the street with a knife. How is that illegal? Like, you're dressed up like the fucking Joker. What do you expect? He's going to be passing out candy?
That one guy in Winchester was dressed
up dressed as a Joker. He got arrested almost downtown. Like, why? You know how, when that happened, people said that to me. They're like, is this you? I'm like, no.
Nope.
Dressed up as a Joker like three times. That's it. I might walk around town. So
now it's towards the top of my list, so I don't have to hunt for it later.
What, the clown?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you send it in the group
text? He did. Yeah.
Well, I gotta do it too now.
Jared just sent about 12 clown emojis.
Well, I have to do it too. It needs to be most used, or otherwise God I'm gonna forget. It. Look at this.
You don't have to put that many up.
I do have to put that many.
There you go.
Shut your mouth.
All you have to do is use it like look once or twice, and then it'll pop up.
There it is. It's number like one it. Now.
I don't like it.
It has to be used as a smiley face today or for the week.
I want to use this one. He's got an afro on his head.
No, that's that's a mind blow one.
Oh.
Not an afro.
I thought it was a cool hair thing.
No. It's like, my mind's been blown. You know, the internet thing? You know.
Okay.
What about this one? This one's neat.
I find that offensive, because I have glasses and buck teeth. So I don't really appreciate it.
Yeah. When I was a kid.
Fuck off.
When I was a kid, I used to say wabbit teeth instead of rabbit teeth, because I was a retard.
Elmer Fudd.
Well, why is that one not get a special emoji, sir?
What is that?
Well, that's Facebook's doing, right?
Yeah, Facebook.
Fucking balls in your court, listen, motherfucker, bird.
We've got a problem here, Facebook.
No, Jared. Again, people at home aren't seeing what's happening. You got to change it. You're changing the wrong one.
Where's I don't understand what's going on.
The clown's not on there.
Shit.
That's what I tried to do.
All right.
Because I wanted to make the super big clown.
Okay.
Well,
you can make the shit big.
Oh, no. Hold on.
Yeah, we've been on the same Doomsday for we're fucking a minute. Up. Where are you going?
Hold on. Wait. 2 seconds.
Look how big that shit is.
God damn it.
What, Kyle? We fuck up.
Use the clown today.
Yeah, use the clown today for all of us.
World Day for International Justice.
Fuck that.
Dude. Wow.
No, skip it.
Skipped.
Okay. Do you think
Wait. Batman likes justice. I like justice.
Do you think Donald and Trump will disappear?
Now it's skipped.
Okay, I think that's about it.
You can't say that on a internet.
Don't say it now.
Come on, half an hour in already?
Yeah.
20 minutes.
Fuck.
2,100 minutes.
Probably 18.
I'm sure my dog won't take very long. So today, as I was driving, I got into an accident.
Oh, no.
Actually.
Did you piss your pants?
I'll call it an on purpose, because it wasn't no accident. This man, this dumb ass from Maryland, Maryland drivers are the worst drivers, by the way, turned into my car with his trailer, and then got mad at me. Pulled over and said, "What is your problem?" And I said, "Sir, you struck my car." And he was like, "You cut me off." And I was like, "No, first, no, I did not." He hit my car, broke my plastics off, got out, started...
What does that mean?
He broke part of my plastic off of my car.
Okay.
Which isn't a big deal. It's a piece that is removable, so I'm not that worried about it. I'm just going to buy another one for like 20 bucks.
Hell yeah.
And then, so he was like, he was all up on my ass. And, like, yelling at me and stuff. And keep in mind, the gap between my car and the car in front of me was about as long as this table. And he had a truck and a trailer, a 12-foot trailer. He tried to cut in. And I was like...
So he was trying to merge into your lane and hit your car?
Yeah.
Okay.
So hold on.
Actively.
Hold on. I don't think. So he says you cut him off.
Yeah.
But you were beside him.
Well, no. This is how it all went. I was driving down my road, 522.
Uh-huh.
And there was enough room for me to get over between these two cars. So I got over. And then, you know, I was driving.
You were in the right lane.
I was in the right lane, and I merged into the left, and I was driving. And there was plenty of room for me to get over, so I got over. And then, like way down the road, up near, like, where 37 is, he like, flew up beside me and tried to cut me off and hit me with his trailer. And I was like, what? And he was like, yeah, what the fuck is your problem? And I was like, I'm sorry.
Well, that dude went into fight or flight mode. He's like, I gotta yell at this kid, or otherwise it's my fault.
So
can we real quick talk about the fact that all these things happen when I'm not with you because of good reasons, because I would have gone the fuck off on this guy.
I am. Yeah, I should have. But
how old was this
I
man?
Fucking hate people.
He was an elderly hillbilly.
And I would have fucked America. Oh my God.
Hillbilly.
His son was in the car with him.
Oh, I would have fried his son too.
Well, his son goes, listen, dude, I'm super sorry. He's an asshole.
All right, well, at least he knows.
I was like, yes. But he was like, are you going to fix your car and I'll fix mine? And now keep in mind, my car was fine.
Right.
Just that piece of plastic popped off. And I was like, sure. And yeah. His trailer was fucked.
Really?
His taillight out on his trailer was all bent up.
What kind of trailer are we talking? Like a horse trailer?
It was just like a normal.
Like a
normal,
flat trailer?
A flat trailer. Okay.
Like
a flat like
2x4s in the bottom.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. And it
like got, that you would just put like a lawnmower or
it
something.
It got pretty
like.
Gnarled up. And so I was like, sure. I'll fix my own shit. That's $20 right there. And so this dude's yelling. And I was like, it's like, you didn't even turn on your blinker. And his wife's like, you cut him off. And I was like, I did.
Gloria, I'm going
to. I was like, there was enough room for me to get over. I got over. And I was like, I didn't do anything wrong. And then you hit me with your trailer. He was like, what the F is your problem? Oh, I don't know why I censored the F word.
So yeah, we've never what's wrong with you?
He was right. And so my question is it the right thing to do if someone cuts you off to hit them with your car? Is that the right thing to do?
If you already know that they're in the wrong.
Yeah.
Just to
be like, no. Wag your finger, you hit their car with your trailer.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. If somebody cuts you off, just take your car and smash theirs.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. Fuck it.
Sure. Yeah. I guess. I don't know.
That was the worst situation I've ever been in. Because I was like, that was worse than getting hit on by that gay dude. Because that dude was screaming
at
me.
Yeah, some good weak specter back here.
He was screaming at me. I was like, I just don't even know what's happening.
If someone would have hit me with their car, then it was their fault, and I got out of the car, and they started yelling at me, I'd be like, hey, 1 second. I would have called the cops. I'm like, cool, they'll be here soon, and we're going to talk it out.
Well, like, Ian was meeting me at Sheets.
Yeah.
And, like, this just happened, and wasn't there a guy?
There was a guy who said, was that you that he hit? And I was like, yeah. He goes, what happened? And I was like, he's crazy, man, and all this stuff. And he's like, would you call the cops?
It was his first day driving.
He's like, did you call the cops? I was like, no, he said we'd fix our own stuff, and I'm fine with that. It's only going to cost me like $20. He goes, I would have called the cops.
I would have called the cops and gotten his insurance.
I for sure should have.
Yeah, because he probably had like a warrant out or something, or probably something was fucked up with his stuff, where he was like,
dude,
shit, we'll just get out of here.
He had no blinker. He just started going, and so I just laid on the horn, and he hit my car, and I was like, all right, guess this is my day.
Yep.
Damn.
And pulled into a farmer's market, and everyone's like, whoa.
I would love to see his defense on like, yeah, I was trying to get over and I hit him, but it's his fault because he cut me off to a cop, and the cop would be like, no.
Sir, you understand that's not how
that's
this
not how
works.
Works. Let's walk through it. He was here and you were here, and he came over and hit, and you hit him, and you think he cut you off?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, absolutely. You're going to jail for 30 years.
When I was leaving, I was like, I'm sorry you think I cut you off. I'm sorry you thought you turned on your blinker and you seriously didn't. Drive safe. Be okay. Good. And then I left. And his son was like, I'm sorry, he's such an asshole. And I was like, it's not your fault. And then I left.
Your dad fucking sucks.
Your dad's a cuck.
That's not what that means. How old was the kid?
He was probably like 19, 20.
Okay, you should be like, you drive home.
Well, that's what I was like, you need to take care of
him. Were you teaching him how to drive?
Gage, he was 6 years old.
Oh, yeah.
My dad's an asshole, I'm sorry.
God, you piece of shit. It's the third one today. Well, no, the guy was like, he cut me off. The guy that that stopped us at Sheets, he was like, yeah, he cut me off. And then he was yelling at me, and then he was yelling at this other truck for cutting him off and all that stuff. And I was like, he's just not having a good day.
Probably wasn't his trailer.
Probably was. He probably stole it.
Oh, okay.
But it had Maryland tags, and I was like, okay, well, that's my first sign that things are about to get real.
Sure.
Cool day.
Well, I'm sorry you got in an accident.
It's okay.
I've been in that situation several times, but never has actually had somebody hit me yet. So
I'm glad you said it out loud.
Yeah.
Glad it's out there now.
So nobody's hit me.
Thank you for your sympathy.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Hey, I know your thing sucks, but I haven't had that issue.
Yeah.
That's never happened to me.
It's whoa, weird.
It's been close.
Well, cool.
That sucks, man. I'm glad it's just the plastics of your car.
Yeah. I wish I fucked his trailer up even more, though.
You just started kicking it. Wow, shit, look at this thing.
This thing's pretty flimsy, huh?
Wow.
I just think it's funny that my car's like completely unscathed except for that piece of plastic that popped off, and his trailer's like twisted and fucked.
That's because you like, drive a fucking tank.
Serves you.
That's true.
That's what he said. He said, well, he hit a tank, so I don't know what he was expecting.
Mm-hmm. He's like, I'm at a disadvantage here.
Might as well turn it in.
I'm in a lot of trouble.
What's that, a 60-40 matchup?
I think I fucked up. I think it's more of a 25-75.
Okay. Depending on the stage.
Yeah. I don't think he banned correctly. So yeah, that was my thing.
Jared, did you think of anything?
Because
I'd like to throw one in if you've got nothing.
I don't have anything. But my Wish stuff did come in and it all works.
Dude, mine did too.
And what are you talking about?
All
of it works.
All the stuff I ordered off Wish.
What the fuck is Wish?
Is that what the maybe?
Oh my god.
Oh no, I just made this up. I just because I got this off Wish.
Did you bring them with you?
No, this I got off Wish and it just reminded me that.
What is this?
This is a charger. It's a phone charger.
Okay.
Wish is so cool.
But it's a cool phone charger because look.
It's not though.
Why?
It goes sideways.
Great.
What's wrong? Why don't you like it?
Let me go.
Check that out.
What is Wish?
Did you try to find a bunch of porn?
Wish is a shopping app.
Because there isn't any.
They give you really cheap stuff.
Okay.
But the only catch is it takes 3 weeks to get there.
Yep.
Every time?
And it's all made in China and it all sucks.
And it's all cheaply made and
terrible,
terrible
garbage.
Except for
this. This is actually very great.
Why would you buy this?
It's fantastic.
Dude, I got so many things for free so far.
Free?
Yeah. The first time you ever log in, they're like, pick a free gift. And it's just like a list of stuff you can get for free.
Yeah, check this out. I'm about to get 12 Pokemon action figures for free right now.
What?
A sex mask.
Yeah. A horse BDSM sex mask.
We're not shaming.
It's cute.
We're not.
You can buy it.
$14.
But that's cheap.
I legit just found Pokemon action figures. I'm dope and hype about
it. For those that would know, you guys aren't going to understand this. There's Leupold scopes. Like $600 scopes.
Who?
Ichabod. Oh,
who?
Okay. Yeah.
Leupold?
Do you guys want an extending telescoping fishing rod?
I'm good.
Because I've got those for $7.
They're like $600. And you can get them for like $40 on this site.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, Prime Day is...
Fuck Prime Day. Dude, fuck Prime Day. I'm all about Wish Day.
When's Wish Day?
All day, baby. Oh, see, here you go. Every day.
Condom. More bigger, more stronger.
Uh-huh. That looks awful.
No, okay, let me show you.
Oh, Christ.
Let me show
wait,
you
did
some
it
of my
censor out the tip?
It did.
It sure
like
does.
It's Japan.
It censors
whole...
all of them now.
But I'm afraid that the tip is weird looking or something.
The pen cap?
Yeah. The reservoir?
And then they've got these phone chargers, kind of like the one that I got.
No! Get the fuck out. A Nerf Gatling gun?
How much?
What?
Bubbles.
$12.
Oh, it shoots bubbles.
$12?
Yeah, okay.
He's probably like 6 inches big.
How about this one? You like fish pillows?
Yeah.
Fuck yes.
$3.
Oh, I wanted like a pillow, like a water balloon filled with water with a fish in there.
What about this? A beer belt.
You never know.
A beer belt.
Fuck yeah.
Not just
you guys
beer.
Want a Mario,
really
a Mushroom Brothers watch?
Oh, I like that Shrek shirt. I'm sorry, is that a penis?
Look at this cool gun. Look at this neat gun.
That's a bachelorette gift.
They did not strike out that tip.
Yeah, that's there.
I feel offended now.
You guys want a Super Mushroom Brothers watch?
Yes. Only 93% off.
You guys want shirtless arms?
Shirtless arms? What?
Do you want shirtless arms?
That's awesome. Please order that.
You guys want a coin with Donald Trump fucking someone? Because that's a thing.
Is that himself? He's fucking himself.
It looks like Hillary.
I don't know what that
hot.
Is.
Is that Rule 34?
Well, I don't know.
You're buying like sweatshop made toys.
That's awesome.
A fanny pack that's just a beer belly?
Oh, I have seen those.
Should I buy this?
I actually saw that somewhere today.
It's free.
Yeah.
Now this is what I'm amazed at.
What's shipping costs?
Is that a Batman belt?
Usually like $2 maybe.
It's a wrist.
It's from China.
How?
So
they sneak the shit on planes?
This is what's amazing to me. Okay. Basically. This bracelet alone can do more things than anybody. It's a weight loss magnetic bracelet.
That is an infinity bracelet.
It is.
It makes you lose weight.
Bullshit. Order that.
I can't afford to lose weight, Gage.
It's easy. Well, someone here will. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, there you go. That's weird because that's what my
Guys,
topic was going to be.
You like fish flops?
Oh,
you guys
no.
like money?
Yeah, you can buy money.
You can...
fish flops. It's a thing.
What's the rating on the money? Good seller rating?
Real it's 90 money. Cents. Everybody says it's just right. One person said it was too small.
You guys want a
what the fuck?
You guys want a knife-proof sleeve for your forearm?
Yes,
absolutely.
And just your forearm?
Yes, I want to be Batman.
I kind of want to be Batman.
You guys want
kitty ear knuckle rings to stab people with?
Hell yeah.
Again, here we are with a fucking visual thing.
Yeah, well, you know what?
You want a shirt of two skeletons bucket?
I like the expression.
Is that a mesh tank top?
Yep.
Awesome.
I'm going to wear that to Rob Zombie concerts.
What kind of fish you? What kind of fish you hunting for?
Big old bass.
That's a bass boy.
Do you guys want a universal mixed plastic car clips for auto bumper door panel fender?
What? Hell yeah.
It's just a bag of miscellaneous car clips.
You guys want a baseball helmet? Baseball hat helmet?
I don't have
Jesus fucking Christ. What are we doing? What are we doing?
I don't know. This is your topic, Jared. I'm sorry. You're in control of this.
What am I looking at? Explain this.
Yes, I saw the Shrek shirt.
I need explanations.
That's awesome.
I need to know what I'm looking at here.
There's so many good ones.
Do the balls come out?
I need to see this picture now.
On that note, I need to know what you're looking at.
Super soft silicone realastic penis sleeve extender reusable G-spot.
Oh, those are for your balls to come out. Wow, you slipped that thing right over the junk.
We all learned something.
Wait.
It's got a hole for your balls to come out.
I like how they censored the middle of the balls, even though that's nothing.
It's just one ball.
As long as they're trying.
Yeah,
why do they censor the testicles?
Who knows?
Wait, super soft silicone realistic penis sleeve extender reusable G-spot condoms delay timer dick scrotum cock ring sex toys for men.
Now, I really hope that the picture on the left is actual size.
Me too.
Right? Of a woman and what it looks like.
Looking up at it.
I want to wear this whole thing, like, who's ready?
Who's ready for Mardi Gras?
Who wants it?
It's 4 foot tall. Yeah.
I like that. You're like, have sex with your wife, but don't feel it.
You like not feeling things?
You like just being there?
It should just be called one word, cuck.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Get cucked by yourself, the wild jackass.
You buy ponytails?
Hell yeah. Well,
if you ever wanted to have a ponytail, Gage used to.
It was a man bun.
Ponytail. You had long hair when you were a kid.
I did have long hair.
A child?
A child.
A child.
A child. Yeah, this is like the weirdest shit sometimes.
Yeah, Wish is amazing. It's a wet and wild place, and it never stops getting better.
I did get, that is, wow.
The bad part is, whatever you look at, you start to filter in what you're supposed to get. So if you look at a bunch of porn weird things, that's all you get. Now I can't look at the Wish app in public. Because everyone's going to be like, what are you looking at? Like,
I'm deviant now.
I'm having a fun weekend 3 weeks
okay,
from now.
Okay, so,
listen.
Never mind.
In 3 months, I got this thing.
I got excited.
Okay.
Because it's $60. I was hype about it.
Yeah.
But it's just the casing. It has no stuffing.
So you can wear it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a suit.
You can sleep inside
it. You can bury yourself in
you
it.
You can scare the shit out of your kid.
Yeah. Remember those videos where people put those bears on? You can do that with Snorlax. You just don't punch your arms out through it.
Oh, my God.
Because it's tiny.
It is pretty, it's pretty small.
It's got no arms or legs. But wow. If you walk around with that, with just your legs out and just...
Look at the Pokemon stickers, Snorlax. Guys. A 43-piece set... 43-piece set of Pokemon Go Mega Charizard Cotton figures, stickers, children, toys, kids, Christmas gifts.
Mega Charizard Cotton toy stickers. Is that what
you said? Cotton stickers?
So 43-piece set mixed Pokemon Go Mega Charizard Cotton figures, stickers, children, toys, kids, Christmas gifts.
Man.
That has
everything. A lot of stuff in there.
A couple of them look okay, and then a couple of them are totally not correct.
I want to see the non-correct one.
Oh, the Clefairy isn't right.
Yeah, it's the wrong color. The Charizard is... I mean, the Charmander's too dark.
Whoa.
That easy. Hey, okay. We can't say that on the air, Jared.
You're stepping into dangerous
this
waters.
This Clefairy's yellow. This Clefairy's white.
Oh,
and
it
blue.
Is. Well, look at Asian Ash and normal Ash.
Yeah. They've got them all.
No comment.
They've even got Aerodactyl with cartoon eyes.
I like how it's all Gen 1 Pokemon, except for Meryl.
No, there's Togepi in there.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah, you're wrong. You're wrong.
The egg. The Pokemon that can do anything.
Yep.
Ditto?
No.
No, he's used for fucking.
Yeah.
Sex farms.
He can do anything, though. So, yeah, I think I'm done looking at Wish, because now it's just all dicks.
Do you have to... Oh.
Yeah.
Craigslist!
The worst part is that you can't get rid of it.
Yeah, you have to look at all wholesome stuff now.
I'm just gonna open all of these Pokemon things. This says it's free.
Get it.
So it must be true.
Nothing's ever lied.
Select size
free on the
one.
Internet.
Yeah, I'll get one.
One is a size.
Yep, one. I got one. I'm just gonna load up on these. I don't know what that's supposed to be. Bless you. But...
Bless you. Kept my eye in.
Yeah, good.
Oh man.
Oh shit.
I was afraid.
I told you.
You gotta, I heard a story. You gotta reel it back in. Yeah.
Time travel.
Yeah.
So okay. Do we have a dad movie place this week?
No questions. Do we have a booth place or Kyle's wearing clothes today?
Kyle,
no.
You're wearing clothes today.
I'm not.
Damn it, Kyle.
Maybe next week I'll be wearing clothes.
I mean,
what? Stay closer.
Stay tuned.
Is that your hand or are you just happy to see me?
It shouldn't look like that.
We need to go to the doctor immediately.
So, Vice.com.
Oh, I've seen this. You sick fuck. This isn't the first time this has happened, by the way. There okay. is another one of this, like it was in like France.
Also, doesn't yes. Vice suck?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The family of a New Orleans teen tragically killed in shooting last month wanted their loved one's funeral to honor him just the way he lived. So they had his body embalmed and posed it with a recliner, in a recliner with a PS4 controller in hand.
How old is the kid?
18. 18-year-old Renard Matthews was fatally shot while walking his dog. His mother told reporters he was a bit of a homebody who loved the Boston Celtics. Cool.
That was his first problem.
So she and the family decided on a non-traditional way of remembering him at last Sunday's wake. So he is posted up in a jersey.
Oh, you're showing me the body.
Oh my god. Dude, that's a dead man.
Yeah.
With Doritos.
Yep.
No.
A root beer and a PS4 controller.
Oh, yep. Man.
So my question to you is...
That's almost normal price, though.
My question to you is... How would your funeral go if it went just like this? What would you be posed with
okay,
in your funeral?
So, I mean, realistically, I hate the whole funeral process. You know, I talked about it a while ago where I'm like, just burn the bodies. Don't marry them. Bullshit.
Yeah.
Just fucking burn me up, burn put me away. In a fucking confetti cannon and shoot it over my family members or something crazy like this.
Okay.
Good idea. Just, I'm doing that.
Okay.
I don't give a shit what you do with my body afterwards. I don't care. But if I were to be embalmed in a certain pose,
mm-hmm.
I would want... Stand me up, but don't embalm me to like string me up from the ceiling like okay. a goddamn marionette. Put shake weights in my legs and stuff. Turn them on just so I'm dancing forever. I'm just always just dancing, having fun. Just like Gage never left. He's always like, oh, Gage likes having a good time. Have a dance party for hours with my dead body. Don't touch me though, because that would be, you'd probably get sick or something.
Kind of like Futurama when Bender became human and died.
Yeah.
There was just a 2-day party.
Yep. Nice. Something like that. Like, again, I don't fucking bounce me around like the NSYNC video where they did the marionettes. Was that Bye Bye Bye?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yes.
Sure. Bye, bye, bye.
Yeah, checks out.
Fucking do that. Whatever you want. Have a good time. Or just burn me and do something crazy with the ashes. Make a sandcastle out of me.
Ooh, or kinetic sand.
Yeah.
That's where it's always there.
Oh, man.
Hey, real quick. This is a side story. You guys are not allowed to know. I bought this just to spite one of my friends.
Okay, cool. Great.
Cool content.
So what I would do is probably what we're doing here.
Okay.
Headphones, microphone, what?
No, you do your thing.
Microphone and just have a weird, like, disapproving look on my face.
Huh.
Yeah.
I thought of more things for me.
Okay. Go ahead. No,
I want to hit clip. And
I want a Wonder Ball in my mouth.
I want a toothbrush to play songs, okay?
Just one hit clip all over me. And, like, just under a skin level. So when you hit the button, different Gage-isms come out, and it's just like a never left. Just like you're always having a conversation. And it wouldn't be like catchphrases by me. It'd be like, oh, that's cool, or no, what? And the things, just so you could talk to me.
So you
so just have a just different, I'd be a talking Gage.
So you'd be doll. Like an animatronic.
Put a pull string on my back.
There's
like Woody.
Snake in my boot.
Exactly. And that would be one of them, because that's just funny.
That's something you say.
I say it all the time.
It's like, root. Stop being a cuck.
Yeah. But I also want the 2-day party to have an accessory station and clothing station. So like there's Gage clothes and then
so
Gage accessories. Yeah. And then but there's also fun stuff like
is your peener gone?
No, it's still there.
Oh,
that's for everyone. That's so the mystery so the mystery is not a mystery.
They
anymore.
Put a stick in it, so it's always off.
I want to look my best when I'm dead. If I'm not gonna be burned.
I got one of those weird sleeves.
Dude, it's 3 feet long. I don't know why.
The first day is a raffle, guessing, you know, the member, the size and everything. So once it, then the reveal party happens, and it's dress up Gage, and there's a cowboy outfit, and a Hooters girl outfit, and a spaceman outfit, and then, of course, all the Gage clothes you have. And everyone, listen, it's a
no
big...
No Batman costume?
It's a big... Well, all of them,
okay,
Kyle.
All right.
Batman and Joker.
They're all okay. There.
It's all there. It's you get
the
to dress
whole cast
up.
Of characters.
What do
you
want to dress me up as, Kyle?
I don't know. Probably Joker and Batman.
Do they have a tattoo station?
Yeah.
So we can just tattoo you?
You can practice. Just not on the face, though.
Think of Two-Face, okay. How he has like the different suits, but as Batman and Joker.
Oh, I would do that.
Yeah.
I'll do that tomorrow. So, sure. Yeah. Then mine would just be like, they turn me into a giant Barbie. That's what I'm getting at.
That's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
Very poetic, if you think about it.
Sorry, I interrupted you to say that.
Mine, I think, I would be sitting... with a GameCube controller in my hand, throwing up the Shakira. And I don't want to be wearing anything but tube socks.
Yeah. Okay. Just one pair?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I want...
Is that a Red Hot Chili Pepper situation?
I want designs shaved into my leg hair. And also a heart shaved into my chest hair. And also I want a brand on my back.
What brand?
I think a Pepsi. Pepsi brand.
Pepsi maybe, Max.
No.
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 You didn't. Well, you want to tell the people how you live. You lived to the max.
I did, but I didn't live zero calories.
Right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we ate like 1,000 just now.
I did eat a lot. And sodium.
Yeah?
Jarrett.
You want to be surrounded? You want to be turned into a
can,
pop?
Can skin melt, or does it just burn?
I'm sure it just burns.
There's one way to find out.
Die.
Just bones melt.
Does no, bones melt?
Does any part of my body Siri. Melt?
Is that a crime if you ask Siri? What temperature bones melt, Siri? Don't, Jarrett, don't do
I
it.
I want
to
know.
No, we need to know, actually, legally.
It's just, I didn't even get to ask it. She said no.
Hey, Siri, does bones melt?
I don't know who your parent is.
We don't either, Siri. We don't either.
What?
Hey, Siri, does bones melt?
Okay, I found this on the web for does bones melt.
Oh no, what temperature? I'd be as accurate as possible.
Haven't you read that book, Everybody Melts?
Is it true that bone doesn't melt? Why doesn't it?
Did a fucking five.
I was asked the answers. Yes. I'll just add a little medical biochem perspective. Bones do not exactly melt. It's more falling apart as they are very solid but porous matrix of mineral crystals. That's a long H word and some numbers.
I am X-Men.
Some numbers partly bound with some organic material.
Okay, listen, I'm not in goddamn science class. Tell me yes or no.
Say yes.
Calcium melts at 860 degrees Celsius, which is 4 times the temperature you sear meat at. So, no, not really. They don't.
Thanks, Siri. Who's his parents?
Yeah.
That's the real question.
Where's
now.
Dad?
Who, Dad?
Are you alone?
Hey, Siri, will my dad ever come home?
I don't know who your father is.
Still!
Neither do I.
She said she doesn't know who your parents are.
Well, I put me in a car and let me fucking drive or something. I don't know. I was going to melt all my body down.
Put you in a Tesla and let it self-drive itself in Australia.
So you don't want to be the grand prize of Chuck E. Cheese?
Fuck, why would I want to be the grand prize of Chuck E. Cheese? Oh my god!
Here, he thought about it.
Ball me up and put me inside the Chuck E. Cheese animatronic.
No.
What, kids?
It'd be like Five Nights at Freddy's.
Better idea. Sink you in the ball pit and just let kids find you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Better idea. Turn me into the balls in the ball pit.
No,
not about that.
Swim around in me.
That sounds not good.
Yeah, Jarrett's already kids swimming around in you.
You're right.
I like the just put the body at the bottom of the ball pit.
Yeah,
and then like the balls get kicked around and like the hands out one day. They're like, ah, it's a Chuck E. Cheese.
Start playing like Jaws music.
Yeah.
God damn, the story that kid will tell later when he grows up.
Because he'd go to fucking school and be like, oh yeah, there's a body in the ball pit. I saw it. I was scared.
That sounds
like
the,
bullshit,
that
Todd.
Sounds like the beginning of like a Law and Order Miami or like CSI Miami intro.
That is gum, true. Gum. That
looks
does sound
like
that's what it
fun's
is.
Fun's over.
Yeah.
That's not a pun.
Listen.
It's been a long day. I understand.
I'm Uzi Doozy. All right. That's a dollar.
It's
caught you a dollar.
It's moving, and I don't like it. It's that's curling
my,
up.
The fan is blowing.
That's my Boston dollar. I found that on the streets of Boston. It probably has an STD.
Most dollars do, though.
Like an STD card?
But I think this one definitely does. Oh, hey, guys. Now that we're on the podcast,
we've been here for 45 minutes.
It's weird that it's your topic again. If we eat food and somebody chokes, I'm going to save your life now.
Oh, yeah. You got certified to do mouth to mouth.
I can certify.
Save him.
Break your ribs.
Break your ribcage.
You don't want to worry about him.
The,
don't you fucking sneeze.
The CPR program that I just did, they started the program with that clip from The Office where they do the CPR training.
Did they get to the part where Dwight cuts the face off?
Yep.
Okay.
The whole thing.
Good.
Where is it?
That's a very important part. Yep. Like you think it's a joke, but it's not.
I just wanted to see if it was real, like in the movies. And it turns out it was pretty real. Wow.
All right, cool. So
no more funeral talk. Kyle, what was yours? I didn't. I feel like I interrupted a lot of yours.
You wanted to sit at a podcast with a microphone with a confused look on his face.
Yeah.
Okay.
Preferably.
I wrote it down.
Yeah. Well, just can
for future use.
I just want someone like if whoever goes first, the three of us just make sure they take care of me when mine is up.
Oh,
okay. Yeah. So
if Jared dies, make sure you take care of Gage before he dies.
Just I just want to make sure, like, hey, Gage.
Hey, listen, one of us is already down, but
something happened to Jared.
Because it'll be me first.
Well, there's a lot of pressure on you and Kyle to take care of me when I die after this. So, you know, sorry about Jared.
The burden is too much.
Where do I send flowers or something?
Which Chuck E. Cheese is it?
Yeah. So just tell me where to fucking meet you guys for the wake at the Chuck E. Cheese. If it's the one in town, it's fine.
Yeah,
parking's great over
there. We're going to play Deal or No Deal with him. What's in the Jared?
Last time I went there, I won Deal or No Deal 12 times in a row.
I got the Snapchat.
In a row.
12 in a row.
Do you have a VIP card for Chuck E. Cheese or something?
I wish.
Is there not a thing?
I wish that were a thing.
He went to the champagne room.
Because I'm thinking of a situation where I wheel you in there like weekend room at Bernie's and set you in front of the Deal or No Deal machine and it just spits out winning rounds each time.
Yeah.
If you hear the song from the machine play and you get out of that wheelchair, you start dancing around like Weekend at Bernie's, you're hitting that button, you're choosing the right one, and you're like, oh my God, he's amazing.
Always, every time. My eyes are fucking fantastic.
Well, see, I don't know that's true.
Y'all three couldn't do it because you have too much...
You've got a shit speck in your eye.
Yeah, that's what allows me to see. That's my superpower.
He's seen the shit.
That's my superpower. I blink, but that thing still sees out my
eye. You got shit for eyes.
Yeah.
I would hate to show up for like X-Men school registration and be like, I can win Deal or No Deal every time.
I see good.
I know which one Howie is hidden behind.
All right, we're casting for the new X-Men movie. Next.
I can read Howie Mandel's thoughts.
Yeah, only.
Only for Deal or No Deal, though.
This situation where like, oh man, Magneto's going to beat up America's Got Talent. And Jared's like, finally.
I get my
time to shine. There better not be a fucking Sentinel there. But if Howie Mandel is there, and he's the bad guy somehow, I got this.
Magneto's got a bunch of metal briefcases, guys. It's my time.
Wait, so Jared, how do we stop Magneto? Oh, I don't know, but I know which one's got the million, and it's the fucking 16 one, right there.
Definitely this one with the bomb.
No, not the money, the bomb. Which one has the bomb in it?
Oh, I can't see bombs. I don't know. I only know which one wins. I don't know which one loses.
I only follow the money.
Wait, they win money here? I'm good with tickets. Shit. Who brought this guy?
A Chuck E. Cheese is on fire. No.
So why, I think that's his origin story.
So K-16 had the $1 million. K-16 had the $1 million. K-15 had the 200 tickets. Why'd you pick K-15? What the fuck am I going to do with $1 million?
Yeah, I'm going to take 200 tickets and go get like half a bike.
Yeah. I'm going to go get four airheads. See y'all later.
I don't know about y'all, but you're the X-Men. I'm just the guy that sees good.
Yeah. Do you see these 15 erasers?
Fucking right.
I can erase so much crime.
I can make so many mistakes.
My mutation is erasing.
My mutation is erasing.
I almost said quirk because I watched too much anime.
Quirk's not an anime term. Quirk is just a thing.
Oh well.
They coined.
Who knew?
Next.
Oh, so
it's a great show, by the way.
Next. Fuck you. Yeah, I like Next when it was on VH1. They were like, Next.
Fuck you. That was a pretty cool show, though. That was an interesting show.
It's the OG dating show.
It's the OG Tinder.
It was OG Tinder.
You don't remember Next?
No.
There's a bunch of people on a bus, and then like there was one person standing there, and they'd walk out, and the person would be like, Next, or they'd go on a date. If they didn't like them at all.
They would just say Next, and they'd leave the date, and the next person would just go back to that
date. And the whole time, there's a counter counting up, and for every minute you're on the date, you get a dollar. So if you're on the date for 28 minutes... the final is like, would you like a second date with Sarah, or like do you want $28?
Yeah.
Well, no, I thought it was like every minute's like $100.
No, it's a dollar. It's not. It's a dollar.
Yeah, I think every minute was $1.
Just so it hurts like worse when you don't take the second date.
Well, either I can see Steve again, and he was kind of okay, but I would really like to stop for at Chipotle on the way home. I'll take the $13.
There have been
is there tax? Do I get taxed on this?
There have been instances where it's like the last person on the bus, and as soon as they step out, they're like, hey, I'm going to pick you. Do you want to go on a second date? And they'll be like, yeah, no.
What if the other person, the dollar. So the guy off the bus, what if he says no? Does he get her money?
Well, no, the person on the bus gets the money, I thought.
The person after, like,
the person that's on the bus, after their time, and they're like, do you want to take the money or go on a second date?
The original date person, like, the chick will be like, do you want to go on a second date with me, or do you want the money that has accrued over this entire time?
Do they know how much money has accrued?
Yeah.
Yes.
They get told, you've been on this date for this long, and this is how much money you're getting. Would you take the money?
Would you like to see Sarah a second date and then try and have like true romance and have like a solid thing going?
Without cameras? Or
do you want $35? I want $35.
Yeah, it's like, did visa it end, payment. Yeah. Did it end with a BJ? Because then, no.
Can you guarantee?
Can you guarantee a good beach?
Because I can sweet slow jerk later with $35 and be cool.
I may get a few paper cuts.
I had to drive an hour down here to Burbank to meet up for this thing, so I need the gas to get home, so I'll take the 30.
Did not count on making it this far.
Yeah.
Does the bus take me home, or do I get gas?
So this weekend I did something I haven't done in a long time. I went on a hike.
Oh, fuck.
That's
You're alive!
And I made it back, and I didn't get lost, and I didn't get freaked out, and I didn't have to call anybody.
Wow. They better than me. Great.
We hiked up Harper's Ferry, and it was a fine time. And, you know, it was fun and
good
cool, things like that. The part that I'm not really concerned about, but I think that can make hikes better, because hikes are boring.
They are.
It's just walking uphill.
And I saw other people trying to have fun. They brought their kids. Thought mistake number one. Mm-hmm. Don't bring your fucking kids on like a two-hour hike. Cause
are we there yet?
Yeah, fuck off.
You got a screaming Mimi with you.
They brought their grandparents. Why?
That's even worse.
They don't want to finish it. Break a hip, you're dead.
You gotta leave them behind.
Two things that were the most popular things I saw already. Zero fun.
Yep.
I also saw like groups of people go, cause I went with a friend that, and we have a lot, and we talk all the time. So like even us, we ran out of shit to talk about halfway through the hike, and I'm like, all I can really talk about is, man, we've been going uphill for a long time.
Shake this tree out, huh?
Yeah. Do you see that rock?
Looks like a dick, huh? Yeah. Great, let's keep going.
A group of people passed us, and they were listening to music. And it was like the douchey kids who are like, I only listen to Sublime. And I'm like,
They went up there to smoke some doobers.
But even then, they were just like, you know, they had that, like, you know, their neck was cocked, and they're like, all right, well.
It's less exciting than I thought.
I really don't think I'm having a good time. And I'm like, you're with a group of people. Why aren't you having fun? And so at the top of the mountain, a big group of Marines went also. So that was already like, well, I better not get tired because there's fucking Marines here and I'm going to be like the emasculated dude. Awesome. But of course, I look like this. So, I mean, what can you expect?
You may be emasculated, but you look damn good.
That's what's important. But they also, they took a pull-up bar with them. And I'm like, here we fucking go. Show off. So they got to the top where everyone's taking pictures and everything. And they fucking put together this pull-up bar. And they're like, all right, everybody up. And they just start fucking doing reps right there. I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ, dudes.
Again, where they're dicks.
What's that?
What?
They're huge. Actually, tiny. I'm thinking, because I took a sandwich with me.
Did you bring one for me?
So I got it to the top. I'm eating my sandwich. I'm like, that doesn't look fun at all. Everybody there looks miserable. And of course, some people are wearing like armor and stuff to like make the height more challenging.
Armor?
Like bulletproof vests that are heavy. Like they're weighted vests.
Yeah, they're wearing weights.
Yeah,
knight's armor. I'm like, yeah, what the fuck?
Solaire was up there. He was praising the sun.
Right. So right next to where they were doing the pull-up bar, and they had their line of oohs and bullshit, and like yelling, one more. I'm like, shut the fuck
up. One more game.
Yeah. And then they're doing their thing. Immediately right next to them was this group of like people who look just a little out of shape, or who looked like they didn't work out a lot. Or they didn't look like they were wearing like workout gear, but they looked like they had only like they only hike. Like they don't go to the gym. Mm-hmm. They only do these things. But they also brought a banner. And on the banner it said extreme hike. And I'm like, it's really weird having a banner of like out of shape people with extreme hike banners next to the Marines doing pull-ups on top of the mountain. Who's having the best time here? But I really want to know what can make a hike fun.
So I've gone hiking a few times and I enjoyed it. But
I had a good time. Yeah, I liked the experience. I would go hiking again. Very but man, boring. I got bored halfway through.
It was very boring. I went, and this is funny. In high school, I was friends with my friends that were in the military now. So I went with a group of Marines.
Hell yeah.
And
how big were their dicks?
They pull up today, dude, with their dicks.
Dick ups.
Monkey bars, actually.
It was funny because it was my friend who was now in the Marines and me who was in high school. I was in like 10th grade. And these two guys that were in PT to join the Marines. And I had been friends with this guy for a long time. So I knew like the Marine, like the cadences and things like that, like the rankings. And so he'd ask like, what's this rank? What comes after this rank? And they'd be like working, like thinking, and he'd be like, Ian, what's this rank? And I'd tell him, he'd be like, you guys suck. And he'd like, each time they got a wrong answer, he had to pick up a big rock and put it in their backpack.
Fuck that.
And that was fun for me.
Sure.
Because I didn't bring have a backpack. I went for fun. And these guys went to train, and I was like, y'all suck. Another rock. The other time, we ended up going, here's something fun to do. This is what we did. We bring a big rope and bring like zip lining gear. And what you do is you tie off to a tree and zip line down the mountain.
No.
Yeah. No. You straight rappel down that thing. And that is bring the most fun I've ever had. You stop somewhere that looks really cool and you tie off to a tree and then you rappel off of it and then like rappel and have fun and shit. And then you're like, all right, let's keep going. And then you find another bigger area.
So how big is the net that you bring to catch people when they fall?
You don't.
Great.
See,
that's part
they just
of the
don't
fun.
Come back.
I was carrying your friend down the hill.
I was terrified of heights until my friend, who was in the Marines, was like, "I'll help you out. Don't worry, I got you." So I'm in the gear. I hang over the side, and I'm like, he's like, "All right, now go down." So I'm like sitting down there, and he goes, "You're on your own. If you let go of that rope, you die." And so I was like, "All right." He goes, "Figure out how to get down." And then he like went down the mountain the normal way and was at the bottom. He's like, "Come on."
Okay, so when you said zip lining, I thought you meant like. You, like, grabbed a t-shirt and you, like, fucking just flew down the goddamn mountain. That's what I thought you meant. You just meant, okay, that makes more sense.
Yeah.
Shaka bra.
Yeah, no way.
I'm less concerned about it now.
We have done that, though. We've tied off to things and, like, brought, like, ziplining gear.
I've tied off plenty of times. Yeah. I mean, just out my experience, like, and then, because the trip back, you're like, seen all this before.
But just not at that angle.
Yeah, but I'm like, all right,
oh,
cool.
Get drunk.
You saw the front the first time, the back.
Well,
time.
I was looking for animals to fuck with.
That's not a thing you do on a hike.
I was like, there's got to be something exciting to happen here. Because again, by the time we got back, the only thing we talked about is looking at all these fucking other people who aren't having a good time too.
Ooh, one time when we were hiking, there was an earthquake. That was
I can't
cool.
plan that.
We were hiking a Signal Knob in Strasbourg, mm-hmm. and we were going up, and people were like, "Did you hear about the earthquake in Winchester?" And we were like, "Nah." And that was it.
Okay.
My mom was like, "Are you okay?" And I was like, "Yeah."
We caused it. We're sorry.
Yeah. I jumped real big.
They said, "Not stand on that rock." I stood,
damn it.
There was a group in front of us when we were leaving, and they were like, "Let's have fun, I guess." And they were like, "Let's get a picture next to this tree where there's raspberries." As soon as they went over there, they knocked a bee's nest over, and they had to fucking run. And I was like, wonder what's going on over there. So when we got to the area, an older lady turned around, she was like, "Watch out for the bees!" I'm like, cool. Couldn't have told me this when I was over there, so I could have gone around. But no, I'm here now to have fun with the bees.
And then she disappeared in the forest, yeah. Never to be seen again.
She just, like, backed into the trees.
Gone.
like Homer. Watch out for the bees.
Like, what if you brought a dog?
When people brought
dogs. Does that inherently make it fun?
What I think
your
dog pisses off the trail.
That's what I'm saying.
I think it pisses off the dog. The dog's like, "Okay, we're going for a walk," and it's like, "I didn't know we were going for this kind of walk."
This is more of a challenge, not really a let's walk around and have fun and let me shit on the road.
But like I saw like athletic dogs up there, dogs that are like, well, okay, for a hike, this dog's gonna do fine. Yeah, yeah. Marine dogs.
You never seen a dog do a pull-up?
No, can't say that I have.
But then I saw someone bring like one of those fat little corgis, and I'm like, that. Is probably an issue for that dog.
This is not your natural habitat, but
he's like, "I didn't expect to be up here."
That was the dog the Marines brought.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they wanted to be cute.
That was their pull-up stool.
Yeah. They bounced off the corgi onto the bar to get a good first rep.
Yeah. You really gotta hit it. You gotta hit it in the center.
It's a bounce pad.
Hit it and stop it.
So what other ways can I have fun on a hike?
Don't.
I was gonna say a dollar on a fishing street.
It's my dollar. Are there, like, landmarks on this?
It was Harper's Ferry.
So there's, like landmarks and, like,
people
historic
died
things?
Here.
Yeah. Like little signs like of, hey, this happened here. Yeah. Stuff. Is there cell phone service?
Yeah.
Play Pokemon Go.
Go hike Suit or Knob. It's a 5 hour up, 5 hour down.
Nope.
That was pretty dope.
What else could you do?
Freestyle rap. All the way up.
I want
to. Ooh, you know what you could do? Ooh, take a frisbee to the top and then throw it as far as you can.
It's not bad. Paper plane, do the same thing. Paper plane?
Really, anything you can throw.
Yeah. A kite and tie it to your dick.
Yes! Guys,
I am one with nature!
Get 10 kites and tie them to your belt.
And jump.
And jump.
Or you could just get helium balloons.
That reminds me of the Birdman scene from Hey Arnold.
Could you hang glide off the top of that?
I could, yeah.
Well, you could just, you could regular glide.
You could regular glide.
Jump off the house. Okay. Cool.
I don't know.
Sing about your surroundings.
Chop down trees.
Bring an axe.
Make a new pass.
And then just abandon it somewhere.
Bring signs that say like one way and have it going like the other way, or like have like those like turning signs and put them the wrong way so they go
danger armed bears.
Yeah. Oh man, that would be awesome. I was thinking of like something like put a posting for like I'm a tour guide. And I'll take a random group on tour, just take them, like, through the woods. And like,
yeah, and just, like, be like, up here is this.
We're going to go this way. Hope you guys brought your swimming trunks.
Take a jar of red finger paint and put it on your hand and start putting handprints and, like, drag your hands along.
Pocahontas it.
Oh, yeah. How's that song go? Yeah,
so what is... hold on. I need to know what you mean.
Take acid?
What do you mean by Pocahontas it?
Cut off a white man's head.
Yeah.
Okay. It's ooh, like, I'm just hoping that you don't mean, like, find a 14-year-old Native American. And
was she 14?
Yeah,
I think probably.
Someone paint with the colors wear of her
cloth,
wing.
And that's it. And run around, paint your face, wear a cloth, and get a spear. Just run.
Just be George the Jungle, start swinging on
wear
vines.
Really, really, really shitty clothes. Like, go to the...
I do that every day.
Yeah, but like...
And ask what year it is.
Yeah, or just like, what are you doing in my mountain? And just start chasing people.
Get a Bigfoot costume.
Bring a shovel. Bring
no, you get shot real quick.
Fair.
You think somebody would shoot Bigfoot if they found Bigfoot?
Yeah, 1,000%.
Bring a shovel and an empty shoebox that's taped shut and make people think you're burying an animal.
Just always, just, as someone's coming, just fake crying and like fake shoveling. God damn.
In the middle of the path, though.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, hell yeah, I think I'm going to have really fun on my next hike.
Or bring mining equipment.
Nope, never mind.
Just like, no, we're like not going to.
Have like a pickaxe and a hard hat with a light.
I was going to say we should all go on a hike, and then I realized I don't have knees.
Yeah, that'll do that.
Can you guys all carry me?
No.
Fuck.
I would like to, like, act like I'm in a wheelchair, and then get to the bottom of the mountain and start, like, trying to roll up. I'm just trying to guilt people into helping me to, like, the next step. Like, come on, please, just
I really want to go back by myself. Here.
It's a really nice day, and I don't even have friends or anything.
Or just go in a bunch of, like, hunting gear. Be like, hey... There's a naked man running around here. Yeah. Did you see him?
We're on the look. It's a game, don't worry.
Most dangerous game.
It's incredibly dangerous, though.
It's worth a lot of money.
Don't look him in the eyes.
He's very disoriented.
He will run from you, but he will also grab you.
He took a lot of bath salts. I'm up here to find him.
He's going to get you.
Going to eat your face off.
Don't worry. It's a religious retreat. It's fine. He's being cleansed.
I miss that. Remember when the man was eating the other man's face?
Yeah,
he was on bath salts. That was a long time ago, huh?
Good old Florida.
Was it a long time ago? I guess so. It was like 4 years ago, right?
So like that.
No, it was way more than that.
Was it?
I was in high school, I think.
Were you in high school 4 years ago?
No. Six.
Six?
Well, five. Five. It was five in June. I'm on my sixth year.
Okay. 2012.
All right, there you go.
So 6 years ago.
Damn, wow.
How about that?
That's insane.
Are you okay? Hmm? Are you looking around like you lost something?
No, my leg really right hurts. Now.
Oh. Stand up.
He thought about hiking. Now his legs are like, no.
Like, no please keep
this,
me here.
I have this
draw
really,
back.
I have this really weird cramp in my leg.
Is it called a knee?
But no. It's like right here. But it doesn't hurt when I push on it. It only hurts when I relax my leg. It's the weirdest fucking thing in the world. I went fishing this weekend, barefoot in a river.
You caught a fish.
Caught one fish.
With your bare hands?
No.
My mom went bare flipper in the water.
What?
My mom went bare. I can't say barefoot because...
Bare nubbed?
She bare flippered. Or bare hooved.
Yeah, I mean, I caught fish.
It was fun. Did you eat them?
No.
You threw them back?
Why? Yeah.
What the fuck?
It was out of the Shenandoah River.
That's like shooting an animal.
Did it only have two eyes?
It had two eyes.
All right.
I still don't trust anything that comes out of that fucking place.
That's like piercing someone and being like, all right, walk it off. You'll be fine. Release you back.
Yeah.
You just stabbed a hole through this fish's mouth and was like,
I stabbed a hole through the roof of its mouth. It didn't even go the right way. It went up between its eyes.
Oh, fuck.
It's like the fish is already marinated in heroin. Why didn't you take it?
And you gave it back to nature that way?
Yeah.
You broke its head and was like, good luck.
You swam away. Disabled a normal fish and he's like, I can't move right. what happened to Jeff? He's fucked.
He got a lobotomy.
And then when I left, a lightning bug flew into the car. And we didn't notice it until we got home.
So it got dark.
And I was like, wow, this lightning bug's never going to see its family again.
Does it have families?
No, bugs don't have families.
Well, but see, that spored my next conversation. Spored.
That's a word.
It's a great game, too.
Do you think bugs like go home to the same bugs every night and like, oh, I'm home, Linda?
I don't think bugs live long enough to care.
Yeah, I was going to say, a fly's natural like living span is a day, I think. Yeah.
Except for the ones that get in your house and is there for like a week somehow.
Well, they have a baby.
Did the lightning bug try to fuck the light in your car?
No, lightning bug sat on the window and just went blink, blink, blink.
The lightning bug got
blink,
fucked
SOS.
By the light.
Blink, 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 blink.
Please
blink.
Stop.
Yeah.
Blink, blink.
This is my exit.
Yeah, he was not happy. He's trying to find his wife. But then I thought, maybe he knew where this car was going.
Like maybe he got trapped in a different car that brought him out there. And he was like, gotta get back.
Maybe he knew where we were going.
He was carpooling.
And he's trying to see his side bitch.
Side bitch.
Yeah.
Firefly side bitch. I really want
firefly
that to be.
Firefly bitch.
Wait, it's not a firefly. It's a lightning bug.
It depends on where you're from.
You sing a song?
Did he
about
have 900,
lightning bugs?
Did he have 900,999 friends?
Yes.
Cool. Great.
Yep.
For a second there, I had a thought in my head when we talked about fish getting holes in their mouth where they watch instructional videos when they go through fish school about, like, while we watched about sex ed, they, like, you see a hook, you're going to end up with that hole in your mouth, or you might die. That's just the severity of...
Worst case scenario, you come back.
You want, listen, you're a fish, you want to die.
You definitely want to die if you ever...
Because we know that reincarnation is real. We used to be people. You want to die.
You just want to be really small.
You want to be something else.
Do good and then die.
You lost the raffle of life.
You fucked up the first time.
Yeah.
You get a second chance.
The less life you have as a fish, the less chance you have to fuck up and be something cooler when you're out.
That's another thing, though. When you catch a fish, like, with a certain bait, and then you put it back in, do you think it tells its fish friends not to eat that anymore?
No, he's like, I had the best fucking meal of my life, and I'll do it again.
Something fucked my face when I ate it.
Well, I fished with, like, a rubber, like, where I got, like, I don't know what it is, a rubber?
Dildo, yeah.
Whatever. It's a lizard. It's a green lizard. Green lizard. And I caught the fish with it.
Did it have a hole
Do
in
you
it?
Think it went back to his friends and said, don't eat the green lizard?
No, he's high. That shit tasted good until it burnt my mouth whole. Until it shot my eye out.
I caught a catfish through the eye once.
Oh, fuck, what's wrong with you?
I didn't do it on purpose.
It was twice now.
What God, you doing that would eyes? Suck so bad.
Yeah.
Because like when you're setting the hook, you just, oh, God.
And he's just hungry.
Do you know? Like, imagine pulling it out.
I was about to say, do you have any idea how difficult it was to get that out?
Yeah, it's because they're not meant to come out.
Yeah.
They're trouble hooks for a reason.
Fuck.
God, I remember that.
He pulled his eye through his nose.
I hate fishing.
I love fishing so much. Why?
Because of that.
Why?
Because I have done those things a million times, and I'm like, I was doing this for fun.
I'd rather just go in the woods and shoot a deer.
Yeah,
that's what I'd do. Last time I shot a deer, I was arm deep in his guts.
You guys should come fishing with me. It'd be fun.
No, because you're a psychopath.
Yeah, you stab him in the eyes and be like, go back, you're safe now, even though your face is gone.
Well, you get like
we
a normal catch.
We can keep him if you want to.
I don't
want to
keep your dead fish.
Then you eat that, though.
Not from that river.
You're right.
Can we bow fish?
Oh,
can
yeah.
Can we get a bow?
I mean, if you want to.
Yeah.
No,
a really small bow and you got to only catch minnows.
I want a cat fist.
A cat fist?
Yeah.
What's
you
that?
You do that? Just get you some just, bait around your arms, just stick them in the river,
and then
once when the fish bites it, you rip that whole thing out, and you're like, oh, yeah, I got the whole goddamn thing.
Noodling.
You rip its guts out.
Yep, noodling.
Yeah.
Get deep in those guts. Fuck them up.
Yeah, man. So that's the thing
Great.
I did this weekend.
Cool.
That's all my stories forever.
Cool. Well,
I'll never tell Gage about my fish stories again.
I mean,
probably
it's
ideal.
Okay.
He's pretty traumatized.
What if it's a good one?
Is it a good one?
What if you catch one this big?
Guys, San Diego Comic-Con is this week, and I'm about to spend a lot of money on pop figures.
So I think that'll do it for this week. We're going to...
All right. Yeah, that'll do it for us. Thank you for coming out and enjoying the show. If you have any questions, like nobody does, apparently.
We also didn't ask last week.
Must be nice having all the answers and everything.
Yeah. Huh. I didn't know that we were useless.
Can you imagine the dumb fucks that sit at home going, I have no questions about nothing.
Yeah, not a damn
I already know everything.
I just sit here and just look.
I already know what to do. That's to look.
I once thought of something, and then I thought I had the answer, and I never wanted to hear anyone else's opinion ever again about it. Ever. Because only my mind was right.
2018. Trump's America.
Trump's America.
Fucking deep in it, huh?
Send in your damn questions, yeah. Please.
We know you're not right.
Send them into iTunes. Send them into fucking anywhere. Leave us a review on iTunes. Do we have any new reviews on iTunes?
I didn't look. I'm going to guess... No.
Yes. I'm going to assume no.
Send your goddamn reviews. We'll read them out loud in person on the show.
Nope, not what I wanted. Thanks. That was part of our... That was a flashback that we had there for a minute.
I just found myself in the past. Again, send in your questions to us on Facebook. You can send them in an iTunes review. You can message them to us. You can do it on anything. I don't fucking know.
I'm not here to know stuff.
Follow us on iTunes. Subscribe. Rate us 5-star. Follow us on Facebook and on Snapchat, even though Jared doesn't do the Snapchat anymore.
You guys all had the stuff for the Snapchat, too. It's a lot of work to switch back and forth. I don't want to do it.
And our Twitter account may or may not still be working.
Is it gone?
No, it's still there. It's okay. Just, it might not be active.
Like, we didn't do anything.
Yeah. We need to find somebody that will manage social media sites for free.
I can do that. Cool, Betty can do that, yep. But I don't know. It's we'll work it out
because I don't like managing my own social media.
I don't.
So,
oh, okay.
If anybody wants to manage social media for free and you're cool and we like you, we'll like probably still ignore you.
That's a lot. Send of your SMS to Betty at howwedopodcast@gmail.com
/ yep. Betty.
Yeah, please
/ Betty Pulse.
You might get an email from Mailer Damon, but that's fine.
Yeah,
it went right to
it's
her.
Just a confirmation.
Yeah.
Well, other than that, thank you all for coming out. Thank you, Chef. Stay golden and do it for Johnny.